The Senate labeling bill would benefit all. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Max. The Senate Ag Committee, along with the House Ag Committee and the full House, have now passed a bill that puts into place a uniform national labeling standard for GMO products. The American Farm Bureau says the Senate GMO labeling bill would benefit consumers and agriculture. Michael Clements has more.
The voluntary GMO labeling bill, introduced by Senate Agriculture Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas last week, would prevent a patchwork of state laws and avoid the stigmatism of a mandatory label, the American Farm Bureau Federation says. Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley adds this bill will benefit both farmers and consumers.
We're pleased that Senator Roberts has introduced a proposal that creates the framework for a federal voluntary labeling program that will provide some consistency to consumers while also protecting interstate commerce.
Without a federal standard for GMO labeling, laws like the one in Vermont, which is set to take effect in July, would create a patchwork of state laws harmful to agriculture. Further, a recent study says mandatory labeling would cost an average U.S. family an extra $1,100 a year.
So we really need Congress to act to make sure that we're protecting how labeling should work in this country, that we're not complicating the supply chain that's very important for providing affordable food and choice to consumers today.
Walmsley says Farm Bureau wants to make sure consumers have the information they want without stigmatizing the product.
We encourage senators to support the Roberts proposal and get it through the Senate and back through the House and onto the president's desk before we really make a mess of ag innovation and moving affordable and food choices into the marketplace.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Chairman Roberts' bill would direct USDA to set definitions and standards for the labeling of products that may contain ingredients derived from agricultural biotechnology. It also has an educational component to inform consumers about the safety of GMOs. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.